It's a 2-day visit. I mean, there's no Best Western he's staying at. Does he stay like in Kim Jong-un's palace? Like,
absolutely. There's nothing but room in there.
Is Kim Jong-un like, hey, like, let's have a sleepover?
But that's the thing. He's like, does he have to be an overnighter?
Yeah. Do I have to be in the same
Kim
building?
Kim really wants you to stay the night, you know, look, we need those missiles.
You awake?
Right. What are you up to?
Want to watch a movie?
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
At 7:13 on this Tuesday morning, neither for heat nor for any possible pop-up storms, is there an alternative location for the Trump rally in Racine today?
You do have a plan B, of course.
No.
I thought you don't have a plan B.
That number of people cannot fit into Festival Hall. You know, hopefully we're not going to see a rain out. My hope is weather-wise that we get a nice easterly breeze off of Lake Michigan to help cool us down.
Well, that's a good hope. That's Kevin McDougall, Racine Civic Center, talking with WTMJ's Jessica Tai about the logistics plans for that outdoor rally at Festival Park today. Temperatures for the former president's visit today expected to be in the low 90s.
It's about 110 degrees in this room. Nice job with the air conditioning, whoever.
What do you think he's going to wear? He almost, I think almost exclusively wears a suit.
No,
he
won't go polo?
What, like Hawaiian shirt too?
Well, not, no.
It's casual today.
I could see him going polo, like when he's on the golf course, right?
I think, and you
if
can
it's
do
this hot.
You can do things to keep that podium a little bit cooler. You can have fans and other stuff, so he'll be cooler than the folks who are there to watch. Former President Trump scheduled to take the stage at 3:00 this afternoon. Gates open at 11:00. People are already in line. We've seen that on the TV news coverage as well. Kevin McDougall, you heard from him from the Racine Civic Center, said basically provided any pop-up storms stay away, heat will be the big issue. You can't bring in all kinds of stuff either.
Kind of think about it as checking into an airport. What you cannot bring onto an airplane, you certainly cannot bring into the park. So no water bottles, nothing like that. No chairs, no umbrellas.
So McDougall says not even umbrellas, right, for shade or for any rain. He said they will have concessions available for sale. He says they're going to make water really inexpensive. Credit and debit cards will be needed for purchase. But you're going to want to take care of yourself if you are planning to head out to that rally, especially for the folks who are going to be out there literally all day. People have been in line since early this morning. They don't get in until 11 o'clock. And again, the president not expected to take the stage at Festival Park in Racine until 3 this afternoon.
Nice job with the air conditioning, whoever.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Brewers continue their 7-game West Coast road trip tonight. Features matchups with the Angels and Padres.
Here's the pitch, and Bowers, deep right field. Adele back, and it is gone. A 2-run homer for Jake Bowers in his homecoming to Angels Stadium. Been a while for Bowers. That's his 6th. And he puts Milwaukee out in front.
Out in front, 2-0 at that point on the Angels in the 2nd. But the crew would give up 3 runs in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, and that's about it. Brewers lose 5-3. They go again tonight with the Angels, 8:38 p.m. 8:38.
There we go, yeah.
You don't want to do an 8:40 out there?
No.
However you all roll. 8:38 Central Time.
In Boston.
Confetti guns shooting green and white confetti. And making the most beautiful blizzard you have ever seen rain down on a crowded court at TD Garden. The final score, Boston 106, Dallas 88. The Boston Celtics are world champions
for the 18th time. WDBZ with the call there. The Celtics are your NBA champions for the 18th time.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be.
All right, okay.
He got it. Right,
you all won. Right, gotcha. Thank you. So Celtics win. That means Drew Holiday, Boston guard Drew Holiday, in his first year with the team, wins a championship, just like when he was with Milwaukee. His first year here, he won a championship. He was on NBC Sports Boston last night thanking the GM, Brad Stevens, for bringing him in.
Thanks for bringing me here and being a part of this, because this is, I mean, there's no greater feeling than this, you know.
I know.
Brad, thank you.
A long road ahead. And a long road ahead.
Yeah, he locked a new deal. Yeah, Mike. Yeah,
it's all good out there.
Jalen Brown was your finals MVP.
One of the greatest
okay,
teams in
all right.
NBA history.
Okay.
The hyperbole.
Got it. Got it. By the way, if you're rooting for anyone in the Stanley Cup Finals, root for the Panthers. They're up 3-1, and their GM is Bill Zito, who's a Milwaukee kid. So, yeah, so he used to be a stick boy for the Admirals. He was also a ball boy for the Brewers back in the 82 heyday. And if they win a cup, that's good news for a local kid.
Green Bay Packers announcing the annual shareholders meeting this year will follow the team's first open training camp practice. That's the whole kids riding the bikes thing and all that, yeah. The launch of all the festivities in Green Bay. And that first practice across from Lambeau Field, 10:30 a.m. on July 22nd. The shareholders meeting will be later that day, 3 p.m. start time in the stadium.
And there's only one way to
still go.
The most greatest, bestest ever team in the history of the universe.
Packers building. Join them. Together they have, and together.
Honestly, how could you have this much to say?
On top of the mountain for now.
When did the Bucks get knocked out? Like 6 months ago? Like, this is the finals?
For all time, it is banner 18.
All right. All right.
/7:23 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Znansky live with us this morning.
What's going on, guys? Spalding doing traffic this morning. Jack of all trades. How about that?
We just plug him in where he's where needed.
Right?
Love that.
So interesting.
Did a great job.
Interesting week ahead. You've got the Trump rally in Racine today, Niz. They're talking about, you've got Milwaukee high at 90 degrees today. You think it might be a touch warmer there in Racine this afternoon when the president takes the stage?
Possible. However, he is going to be down at Festival Hall, which is right downtown, right along the lakeshore. Not only along the lakeshore, it is a spot that kind of like sticks out into the lake. So consider it like, if you're not familiar, like, you know, if you're down by like Discovery World or something like that, where like literally you're like out on the lake. So very good chance that he gets, that it will actually be a little bit cooler than other places, maybe in the 80s, maybe even 70s, but still very humid.
So for rest of the week, then, we get this cooler, relatively cooler day on Thursday that at least gives us a break. I know you talk, I think you were the one who first told me, like, heat actually kills more people, these extended heat waves, than like any other weather event. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, it depends. Lightning is up there, too, and flooding is up there as well. But, yes, heat can be, in many years. Like, if you have a good, like, if you have a really bad summer where there's, like, you know, crazy heat waves in, like, big cities that, you know, like the Chicago's, the Minneapolis, the places that, you know, aren't fully accustomed to this. That's when heat could very much rise to the top as far as deaths go. Thankfully here in Southeast Wisconsin, we're not quite at that level, of heat. The humidity is there. It just could be much worse. Dew points have been around 70. A lot of times when we have really huge heat waves where we're well into the 90s, the dew points could push as high as close to 80. And that's when you start getting the heat indexes like 110, 115. We're just not there yet.
Is this week we have our longest day of daylight this week, right? And then we start turning back the other way?
Yeah. So the funny thing is while we've been basking in this heat, it's still officially spring. Summer officially starts on Thursday, which is also the first day of Summerfest, which is also the longest day of the year. So we hit our peak on Thursday. Kind of crazy though to think of it that the first day of summer, after that the days start getting shorter. People don't really like put the two of those in your head, but and then all of a sudden they'll shortly become more noticeable as you pass after the fireworks on the 4th of July, you start noticing it getting a little bit darker sooner and sooner. Yeah, and yeah, that's just the way it goes.
Hey, Niz, Tacos and Tequila is back at the Rock.
Right.
I think it's this weekend. You went last year. You can make it a return trip.
Or no? I am not this year. It was tempting. Another all-star lineup again. And it's not because, you know, of the mishaps that happened last year. It's probably just because it's best for this 42-year-old to take a year off.
Niz can only go every other year for Tacos and Tequila. I recommend it. All right, thanks, my friend.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Racine's own, the Godfather, Vinny Rotino, our guest on Brewers 360, coming up at 7:45.
Big day today on Capitol Hill. The CEO of Boeing preparing to testify before a Senate committee later today. It's his chance to defend the company over accusations by a whistleblower calling out quality control issues. ABC's M. Nguyen.
Boeing has also faced criticism for two crashes involving its 737 MAX planes in 2018 and 2019. The first in Indonesia killed 189 people. The second in Ethiopia killed 157. A congressional investigation found Boeing failed on its design and development of the MAX. Calhoun will address the victims' families today, saying, "We are deeply sorry for your losses. Nothing is more important than the safety of the people who step on board our airplanes."
You know, one of the things that I've noticed since all this Boeing stuff has percolated over the last couple of years is before, whenever there was an issue with a plane, a story, a Dutch roll or whatever the story was, you'd hear about the airline, a Delta, a Southwest airline. Now it's always a Boeing. They always go by the maker of the plane now versus the airline. Maybe the airline will come up in reference, but usually back in the day, so to speak, we'd say, "Oh, this Delta airline, blah, blah, blah." Now it's always this Boeing 737 or this, you know, we're now identifying the maker of the aircraft.
Well, because it's happened across various airlines particular model. Yes. And also tells you the proliferation of Boeing in the, you know, traditional carrier market.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
So you used to probably have more manufacturers out there. Sure. Boeing dominates. What else is out there? The Airbus, I guess.
Sure.
Embraer is another one, but that's about it. So just by happenstance, you're going to have more Boeings out there. But yeah, serious questions to be answered on Capitol Hill today. 7:38, this news report brought to you by Steinhoffels. Visit them at steinhoffels.com.
The president has arrived. Russian President Vladimir Putin is in North Korea.
Oh, big meeting with Kim Jong-un today.
Yes, just getting underway.
It will be a two-day visit, according to North Korean state media, and it is the Russian president's first trip to the country in 24 years. He's expected to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for talks on expanding military cooperation in the face of growing tensions with the U.S.
Yeah, the U.S. will tell you, we know for a fact that North Korean missiles are being used against Ukraine, and there is concern. Okay, well, what's he offering back? What is Putin going to offer reciprocity, you know, that could affect maybe South Korea?
Honestly, immaterial. He doesn't have to offer anything. You know what he's offering? Yeah, I'll come down and see you.
Legitimacy.
Right. I will come. Yeah. Right. I will legitimize you. I will legitimize the regime by paying you this visit. I'm a, you know, for better and for worse, a leader on the world stage. You're this rogue nation that nobody pays attention to, but for when you pop off and launch a couple of missiles into the sea. So, yeah, I'll go down there and spend 48 hours with you.
It's 2 days.
If that's what you want.
It's a two-day visit. I mean, there's no Best Western he's staying at. Does he stay, like, in Kim Jong-un's palace? Like,
absolutely. There's nothing but room in there.
Is Kim Jong-un like, "Hey, like, let's have a sleepover"?
But that's the thing. He's like, does he have to be an overnighter?
Yeah. Do I have to be in the same
Kim
building?
Kim really wants you to stay the night, you know, look, we need those missiles.
You awake?
Right. What are you up to?
Want to watch a movie?
Right. Wouldn't that be hilarious, right? He rooms with him? No, you could stay with me.
And he's just killing him. Oh, man.
Because he's got nothing to do. Like, who comes to visit North Korea? Nobody. So, yes, you know, immaterial what is being offered because, look, keep sending the missiles, keep sending the ammunition for our war in Ukraine, and I'll come down and visit every once in a while. That's what you get from me. 7:43, Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Brewers continue their seven-game West Coast road trip tonight. We've got the Angels for two more and then four with the Padres, who lost 5-3 to the Angels last night. First pitch tonight is 8:38 p.m. our time. Special guest on Brewers 360 today, sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Racine's own former Milwaukee Brewer and current Brewers broadcaster, Vinny Rotino, on the line with us this morning. Hey, Vinny.
What's up, guys? How are you guys doing? I love the intro.
Dude.
So flattering.
I couldn't wait to have you on the show the next time because this was relatively recent. So I play in a tennis league, and our match was at Prairie School in Racine, which, if you know the area, is about as far east as you can go in southeast Wisconsin without getting wet. I mean, you're like a stone's throw from the lake, okay? Yeah. So we're in your home country there, and someone mistook me for you. Because apparently we can't have more than one Vinny in all of Southeast Wisconsin.
No, you cannot. So, no, there's too many. You can only have one per capita, yeah.
So you'll love this. The guy who mistook me for you then tells another guy, yeah, that's Vinny Rotino. This guy had met you out at the ballpark some time ago and comes over to me and starts saying, hey, it's really great to see you again. Thanks for being so kind to us at the ballpark. My wife says hello. She had a wonderful day. And I'm going back thinking, geez, when was I at the ballpark? I don't... Well, anyway, he was very impressed by you, Vinny.
Oh, well, that's very flattering, yes. I mean, you know, some people have mistook me for you, so I'll... No, that hasn't actually happened yet. It is going to happen for sure. Yeah.
All right, let's talk a little Brewers baseball. How tough are these West Coast roadies? I mean, you come out, you have a really emotional finish to the game against the Reds on Sunday, and then you zip off to the West Coast. You got the time change and everything. How difficult is it to play out West?
It is. I remember watching the Brewers as a kid and remembering, you know, when they would go out and play the Angels and they would go out West, and it was difficult, play the Mariners. And it is the time change. So your body is used to being on the Central time zone, and then you go out on the West Coast. And then coming back is also difficult as well, readjusting to the Central time zone. It seems trivial, but it really is not. You saw it in their play last night. They were sloppy. The base running was not great, and then the defense was not great. That has been reliable. They haven't been hitting with runners in scoring position. However, they have still been winning. They won those two homestands against the Blue Jays and the Reds, a couple of hot teams. They did drop game one tonight. They're going to clear it. They've done it all year, just kind of mentally, just, okay, move on from yesterday's game and hopefully win the series. We'll see. They got to win tonight, clearly.
Silver lining is that it appears that William Contreras is okay. There had been a little concern that he might have been concussed by that tag out at the end of Sunday's game.
Yep, so he took a shot, didn't he? He took a big shot by Stuart Fairchild of the Cincinnati Reds. He hung on to the ball because he's a gamer, and you know what? It looks like he checks out. Okay, he did have the day off yesterday, there's a spot for him to pinch hit late in the game, and he did not, so... I'm sure Murph wanted to stay away, just give him the full day off, especially with the travel, like I said, and the time change and everything. So hopefully he's back in there tonight, and hopefully he gets back on track with a bat. And, you know, he looks to be an all-star as well, so he is leading all of catchers in voting. So that is good. Brewers continue to vote because we want to see more Brewers in there for sure.
Talking with the Brewers broadcaster Vinny Rotino this morning. You know, you mentioned the runners in scoring position thing, Vinny, and, you know, my dad hits on that all the time. Oh, we leave guys stranded all the time, whatever. And he's not wrong. But I was at the Blues Jays game, what was the afternooner? Wednesday last week. Brewers twice left the bases loaded and got nothing for it. Yet, what I love about this team is they just keep coming. They just keep coming. And at some point, more often than not, they figure out a way.
Well, in the last seven games, you're right, Vince. In the last seven games, they're 9-for-66 with runners in scoring position. That's last in baseball in terms of batting average with runners in scoring position in that time span. But the 66 is third in all of baseball in terms of the chances that they've had with runners in scoring position. So they are continually putting pressure on opposing pitching staffs, opposing defenses, and eventually they're going to start getting hits. You know, and the other team's going to start making more mistakes with those situations just because of the volume of the amount of situations that they put themselves in with runners in scoring position. So they're going to be totally fine. The key is they continue to have quality at bats. The key is continue to put themselves and get those chances, and they will do that. It's too talented of a group at this point. Like, there's enough of a sample size to realize, okay, that's just a blip on the radar. They're going to start scoring runs again, especially in those big spots.
Vinny Rotino with us live on Brewers 360 this morning. Thanks, my friend.
Yeah, anytime, guys.
Room for two Vinnies in Southeast Wisconsin, don't you think, E?
Only two, though.
Only two. 7:50 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Idea Man.
This is the tough part of the business side of competitive eating, which I never thought I would be saying on any type of radio show.
Innovator.
Joey Jaws is the GOAT when it comes to competitive eating. Now you get to see who's the next person up.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
If you are interested, the sports book says Jeffrey Esper is the
one. Espy! Old Esper is going to wolf down some dogs.
Last year he ate 49 hot dogs. I'm trying to remember how many Jaws has eaten in his peak.
Chess,
70
that's in the
something.
Mid-60s. Yeah, 60s. You're 70s. Looking at a 20 dog split.
It's time for Tausch. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Tauscher, I was remiss, or perhaps it was by design. We did not offer you our birthday greetings yesterday. You wanted to try to conceal that? Because, like, I hate my birthday, and I hate people making a deal out of it.
I definitely didn't try to conceal it, but I'm, I don't know about you guys. I think when you get to one of those, after your 21st, it kind of becomes, all right, I'd celebrate 30, celebrate 40. But when it's not 50, I think 50 will be something that will, be a little bit more celebratory. But now you just got stuff going on, and it's not like you really need to embrace. You want to have a good day, but you want to have every day to be a good day. So I was a little bit, Jesse and the crew at ESPN Madison, we had some fun with it on the show. But for the most part, yeah, I kind of just, let's have a fun day, let's have a good day, and then let's be done. That's kind of how I approach it.
Oh, sounds like your team was very kind to you. Eric and the boys blew it. Eric and Pancake blew it out here. What? Made me wear glasses.
We celebrated.
Hung stuff in the room.
What? We brought cake.
I didn't want any of that.
We made sure everyone knew and could celebrate with you, Vince.
I was miserable.
I wonder why that is, because, Vinny, you're a big star, old TV guy, now radio guy. Is it just you? You don't. Now, if you're at a Bucks game, do you want to be on the Jumbotron?
No, thank you.
Yeah, and Bill said you probably do. Is that what I'm understanding by the way you celebrate?
He wants to be next to Bakhtiari slamming a beer.
Yeah, trying to choke
do
it down. It would take me 3 timeouts.
Yeah, I just wonder sometimes if you do stuff and you're in the spotlight and you do a lot of things, if it's kind of like you don't when it's your birthday. It's a really interesting dynamic because Jesse is one, our producer in Madison. He is always wanting attention on everything. And it's a fascinating case study. But when it comes to, birthdays and things like that, I mean, it's fun to celebrate with however you want to do it. And I like it a little bit more laid back, kind of like you, Vinny.
I think what it is for me, Tausch, and I bet you're similar to this in that I don't want anyone to ever think I feel I'm somehow entitled to more attention than others because I'm important because so I was on TV or on the radio. Like, everybody's got a birthday. Big deal.
So does this mean that that's what you think whenever you say happy birthday to other people? Ooh, whoopee for you.
Congratulations, Eric. Another turnaround. Another turnaround
well,
the sun.
In fairness, like, obviously it's a big deal. That means you're alive for another year. There's a lot of really good things with it. But it's not like, I guess from an accomplishment standpoint, it's not like you ran a marathon. It's not like you just won some big championship. It's you survived.
You just hung in for another 365.
Yeah, and listen, that is a part of it. I mean, showing up is half the battle in everything in life. So I kind of understand it, but I think if you look at it, that is the biggest and best thing of the year, is that you just got to a birthday. I feel like that's probably going to be a disappointment, but that's kind of just how I look at it.
Well, happy birthday nonetheless, Tausch.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot.
7:58 on Wisconsin's 11 minutes up. After 8 on this Monday morning. Want to bring in WTMJ meteorologist.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Vinny. Happy birthday to
worst birthday ever. Thanks, guys.